All right, we played a good football game against a good football team yesterday. We just didn't make the play we needed to make to win the game. But it was a competitive game. Our guys fought all the way until the end in all phases, and that was a positive. So we're going to try to build on that as we finish up the season and try to get some wins under our belt. And that's the focus, and that's what I've been talking to them about today. And that's what we're going to try to follow up on. But as I mentioned after the game, the offensive line, I thought, did a nice job both in the running game and in protection, particularly in pass protection against the number one sack team in the NFL. And then Donald Stevenson particularly, you know, his first start against two pretty good rushers, I thought he did a nice job and held his own. The runners, they ran good. The receivers weren't involved in as much in the passing because we didn't throw the ball as much, but they did a nice job of blocking. As you look at it, you can see that the receivers, they blocked very well during the course of the game. And so that allowed Jamal to get the kind of yards that he gets, which is a positive for us. Now, we need to be better on third down. We need to be better in the red zone, and we will work on those things and try to get that done. Defensively, I thought the defense played a good game against really a high-powered offense and a Hall of Fame quarterback. And for the most part, you know, they gave up a drive at the end of the first half. I think that was a long drive there and made some mistakes in that drive and ended up giving up a touchdown. And then in the second half at the end of the game when we needed to stop them, we weren't able to stop them there to give the ball back to the offense. And so those were two drives there that were critical in my eyes as I looked at it. But we're going to try to build on that effort, try to maintain that effort, and try to win a game Sunday. Okay, with that, I'll open it up.
Romeo, John Bolton just hasn't been able to get involved for the last 2 years for whatever reason. Why do you think that is?
Well, he hasn't gotten as many opportunities, and you look at John, he tried during the course of the game. He was open on one play, but Brady went the other way. And if he had gone to John, it might have been a touchdown. But sometimes, you know, as coverages develop, as things develop in the game, quarterback go, you know, from one side to the other side, and they just haven't been going to him as much.
Is he bought into what you guys are asking him to do?
Yes, I think he has. I think he wants to try to help this team win.
Is he a good practice player to the point where he's got to trust with the quarterback?
I mean, you know, every time you go through practice, John has worked very hard during practice. And, you know, when I look at him in the offseason and what he's able to do in the offseason, they seem to trust him quite a bit there. And we still got the same quarterbacks.
Why was Newsom active yesterday, but Breston and Wiley weren't?
Well, I wanted to bring Newsom up to kind of play the X position a little bit to give us a little bit more speed. On the offense. Now, Wiley is primarily a slot receiver as opposed to an X receiver, and so that was the reason Newsom over Wiley.
How did you think Brady played yesterday?
I thought he managed the game, you know, didn't turn the ball over, and so that's critical to this team.
Has he given you what you said when you switched him was for to get a spark in the offense? Has he been able to deliver that?
Well, we haven't turned the ball over, so that's my first thing there is let's not turn it over, because when we don't turn it over, we're in the games and we're competitive and we have a chance to win. So now then we're going to build on the other things we need to build on.
Safe to say the rust is gone with Quinn, because I know when he first came in, you were talking a little bit about how he was a little rust. Safe to say that's not a concern anymore?
Well, he's still working on it.
He was 0-for-11 the last 11 throws. Well, actually 0-for-10 with an interception. The second half there. As you looked at the tape today, was there a reason for that?
Well, he threw across his body a couple of times, which he should not have done.
Romeo, it's easy to look back in hindsight, but now that you reflect back, do you wish maybe you'd gone for a couple of fourth down situations?
No. the situation, when I made the decision that I made, I had good reason for making them, and you don't look back. You make your decision, and if they work, they think you're a genius. If they don't work, then you go the other way. You're a dummy.
When you're struggling to get touchdowns, though, is there a point where you maybe try to be more of a gambler in those situations to try to get seven instead of three?
Yeah, at the point in the game, I think, let's say, if that had occurred maybe in the second half, you know, rather than in the first quarter, then maybe you go for it at that time.
This has become such a scoring league. Isn't it a difficult thing to think that maybe you can win a game 13-10 or 13-12 or something like that? I mean, the third quarter you kicked a field goal, made it 9-7, but you're probably, in most games, not going to win 9-7. Does that affect your thinking at all?
Nope. It really doesn't. I mean, you have to do what you think is right at the time. And I felt like going against this particular team, that points on the board is going to be important. You know, the more points, the better. But you definitely need points on the board. So if you don't put points on the board, then that's not going to be good enough. And if you don't put enough points on the board, that's not good enough. And we didn't put enough points on the board.
Romeo, what about the injuries from yesterday?
No
more than you did.
Dexter, he's got a head injury, and he's going through some evaluations today, and we'll see, you know, what they tell us later on, and I'll know more later on about him. Kendrick had a shoulder, and they're evaluating his shoulder. I think he's having MRIs today to find out about if there's damage in that shoulder. But they didn't seem overly concerned at the time about it. They feel like that he should be able to come back.
They meaning the trainers.
Yes.
What about Brandon Allen?
Well, he's still working his back, and we'll have to find out what he can do this week.
Carolina plays on Monday Night Football tonight, and their team is on television in a game, and it's only a standalone game. How different is that for you in viewing it or studying it? Than looking at coaches' tape.
Yeah, well, I think that the players are the ones, they're going to have more opportunity to watch the game. And so I told them to make sure that they watch the game tonight and make notes, watch personnel, and, you know, so that they can get a head start on Carolina. Coaches, we have a particular rhythm we get into. You know, you do certain things on Monday, you do certain things on Tuesday, and if we can get out early enough, then we might be able to catch part of it.
But you don't necessarily make a point of watching the game because it's your next opponent.
Yeah, that's correct.
The offense seemed to have trouble getting plays either in or called in the huddle, and used, I think, 3 or 4 timeouts across the game because of the play clock was tilted down. What's going on there?
Sometimes we took a little bit too long to get everything communicated. Sometimes you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, and so rather than just calling the play, you call the play and you remind so-and-so that you need to do this and remind so-and-so that they need to do that, and then sometimes that clock gets down, and even though we used a timeout, we might have been able to get the playoff anyway, you know, but it's going down, and you know how coaches get a little nervous and anxious on the sideline. So rather than get the penalty, call the timeout.
Can anybody call a timeout over there? How does that work?
Anybody can call a timeout on the field. Any player on the field can call a timeout. On the sideline, all right, generally the officials will wait for the head coach to make the call. And sometimes, you know, they're not sure and they hear timeout. And if they look and see a coaching uniform, then they'll give the timeout. But generally, they wait for the head coach.
What did you like about Stevenson's performance?
Well, the fact that those two rushers weren't able to get much done against him. I thought he was aggressive as far as his effort downfield at the line of scrimmage. And he seemed to enjoy the participation, you know. And if you can get a guy who enjoys the participation, particularly his first time out against top-notch guys, then maybe you got something to build on.
Was he a little too aggressive on that one he got flagged on downfield?
Well, you know what? I thought he was falling, and he ended up rolling into the guy, and and as he rolled into the back of the legs a little bit, and so that was a good call by the official.
Where on your list of concerns is guys in the locker room checking out with five games left or at any point in these last five games?
You know, that's always a concern when you get to this point, but like I've said all year, I've got good guys in the locker room. This team, they have good attitude. They work hard at practice, and I think that they're going to stay together, and they're going to try to finish it out, and they're going to try to win some of these last games, you know. And then when you see the effort that was given, you know, yesterday, I don't think that those guys are checking out.
What about during the week, the effort, attitude? I mean, have you seen any signs? Can you tell from that what this team's record is?
Well, from the week, I would expect that we would have a better record than we have. Because they have good attitudes and they work hard during the week. And, you know, you guys have mentioned that what you've seen as you come out there, they've got energy and they got good attitudes. And so if you go by what they do during the week, you'd expect a better record than we have.
Do you address this issue with them, or have you addressed this issue?
Sure, I have. I've talked to them. I told them, particularly last week, you know, I told them this time they have to do something. You know, they got to try to stop this, and they tried on Sunday.
Your best four performances of the year have come against, quote-unquote, good teams, and then you've had several games that haven't been competitive against so-called lesser teams. Has that pattern bother you? Like maybe they get up for a game against the Steelers and they don't against other teams, like perhaps the Panthers coming in?
Well, the thing that I told them is that we have to avoid the letdown, and I use that example you just gave me of those other teams that we played hard and played good against and came close, but then the following week, you know, we let down. And so we talked about avoiding that letdown and seeing if we could carry this effort forward.
Last two guys.
Tyson Jackson has been getting more opportunities to rush the passer, and thus he's getting more opportunities at the quarterback. Seems like he's giving you some pass rush in the dime there.
Yeah, he has. Tyson works very hard. He's a conscientious young man. And because teams started running the ball against our nickel a little bit, we put him in on the nickel. And as a result of him playing the nickel, he's been able to rush more. And he showed up yesterday, you know. He ended up, they didn't call it a sack, but really he got a sack, you know. But Tyson has been good all year. He is a guy who works very hard. He's conscientious. It's important to him.
Was yesterday his best game of the year?
It was one of them overall, because when you look at the number of plays that he played, you know, playing both first, second, and third down, you know, so I think that it was.
Romeo, with the record being 1-10, people could say, you know, help just about everywhere. But some of the quarterbacks you've seen this year, Drew Brees and Roethlisberger and Manning yesterday, does it make it even more important for you guys to get that right quarterback for next season?
I'm not looking at next season yet. I'm just going week to week because that's the way it is.
Last one.
When you've talked in the past about like trying to get a spark, like that was part of the reason you talked about going to Brady Quinn. Was the halfback pass by Hillis an attempt to maybe try and get a spark early in the game for the offense?
Well, it was an attempt to try to get points on the board, you know, because we've been running the ball and teams know that we're going to run it. So we snap it to the guy and he runs over and, you know, the throwback, particularly there, is an opportunity for us, but we didn't execute it.